senza fine. Tu trascini la nostra vita senza un attimo di respiro per sognare, per poter ricordare ciò che abbiamo già vissuto senza fine. Trascini la nostra vita senza un attimo di respiro per sognare, per poter ricordare che abbiamo già.
I can't hold her much longer, Murphy. Poor Bao's healing. She's taking on way too much water.
What the fuck is going on back there?
Keep your pants on, Murphy!
Damn it, Murphy. We just blew the starboard in. Port engine is burning way too hot.
Hold on.
Short the tow.
Cut her loose.
Epps.
Get off my damn tugboat. We don't have much time. Move it, Epps. Move it. If she sinks, she's taking us with her.
Got a punch in the port floater! I can
Get back here.
We're cutting her loose.
Cut her loose, Murphy.
That's it.
Now get back here.
Come on, Abs, you heard the man.
It took us 3 months to get her off the bottom. I will not lose her now.
God damn it, Abs, you can't fix everything.
Christ.
I'm telling you for the last time, get back here.
She's taking on way too much water.
Why do you always have to break my balls? I said get back here. Do you want me to come down there and kick your ass?
Cause I'll do it.
Well, here's to the best damn salvage crew in the business.
Yeah, we did it, guys.
Yeah, look at that.
All right, nice work. Get to the fucking sea.
Right?
To the sea.
To the sea.
To the fucking sea.
I have a song.
Good job, well done.
All right,
hi, Mr. Murphy. I'm Chef Fairman. I was wondering if I could buy you a drink.
He doesn't drink.
Okay, think I could talk to you alone for a sec?
You talk to me, you talk to my crew. That's the way it is.
Okay, I fly the Arctic Weather Patrol flights out of Mackenzie Bay.
Yeah?
And last month, I was out in the middle of the strait, and I came across this.
Congratulations. You found a boat in the middle of the ocean, of all places.
Well, I did 3 flybys and tried for radio contact and got nothing, so I figured she had to be adrift.
This was in the Bering Strait?
Yeah.
That's 1,000 miles from the nearest shipping lanes. Why didn't you alert the Coast Guard?
I did, but it's international waters, so they noted it, and that's it.
You get a name off this boat?
No, I put it out of my head until about 2 days ago, and I saw it again.
What are we talking about here? What kind of tonnage is it?
Big. Huge. Could be military.
Okay, let's say that we're a little bit interested. What's your rank? What's in it for you?
I want 20% finder's fee, whatever she's worth.
Have you told anyone else about it?
Not let me saw.
Give us a minute, will you?
Okay.
So, what do you think, Murph? Who knows? Could be full of shit. I do know one thing. I've seen strange things happen in the Strait. And I know something else. Sea gives you an opportunity, you take it.
That's at least a week out of our way, Murph. I mean, we've been out to sea for 6 months already. I got the fiancé waiting on me, remember?
I mean, we're getting married in a month. Well, the plan was to go back to Anchorage. Starboard diesel needs a total overhaul.
In our business, the only plan is...
There is no plan.
Listen, if you don't want to go, that's fine with me. Let's just tell them we'll get somebody else. No big deal.
No, wait a minute. Let's not be hasty. What do you think a ship like that could be worth?
Who knows? Millions, thousands. Could be worth nothing. Depends on a lot of things. Mainly, if we have the right to salvage it.
That's a pretty big if. What's the split?
We split it even, 6 ways.
Even split?
Uh-huh. Beats me paying you overtime.
I'm good.
I'm in.
Greer, what do you say?
No.
Hey, ferryman, can you come over here?
Oi.
Okay, so this is the way it works. 10% instead of your 20% finder's fee.
I'm sorry. I can't let you take advantage of me like that.
That's the way it is. Take it or leave it.
Fine. But I go with you.
Not on my boat, you don't.
Look, I mean, do you think I'm stupid enough to tell you where a fortune might be without some insurance? There's 5 other salvage boats on this dock that would jump at what I got. I come with you. So you take it or leave it.
Now, things are dull.
She's gonna love it. What do you think?
I think it took a little too much off the size, but I think I can come up with something she'll love.
Shave that yourself.
You sure you don't want to help me out?
Who the fuck are you kidding, Greer? Everybody knows you Navy boys take it up the ass. I'll stand. Not crawling, not falling down. I'll stand. If any of you does that again, I swear, I'll cut off your noses. Enjoying the ride, Jack?
Not the same as flying weather planes over ice sheets, is it? What's the appeal?
I could ask you the same thing.
You mean, what's a nice girl like me doing in a dump like this, instead of raising a family? Simple. I own a third of Murphy's operation. I'm not that nice. And these monkeys are my family.
Send Officer Murphy, come in.
Yeah.
Yo, Murph,
I think you should get up here.
What is it?
I think you should see this.
Goddamn thing was there a second ago, man. Come off to the northwest.
Did you turn off the fucking music?
Man, I'm telling you, there must be some kind of glitch with the machine. It was there a second ago. I saw
glitch,
it with my own eyes.
There's nothing there.
Give me a look at this thing. There, take a look. There it is, right in front of you. Okay? You look with your own eyes and tell me you don't see nothing. Huh? Do you see what I'm saying? Okay? Do you see what I'm saying to you?
Dodge, could you get on the bell light?
All right, Murph.
It's there, right?
There's something there.
Murph, what's up?
Vessel at position 75 north.
This is Arctic Warrior.
Come in.
This is tugboat Arctic Warrior. Do you read me? This is Arctic Warrior.
Do you read me? Come in.
Where did that come from?
It's the Antonio Graza. Jesus Christ.
This is civilian tugboat Arctic Warrior. Is there anyone aboard? This is civilian tugboat Arctic Warrior. Is there anyone aboard?
This is Arctic Warrior. Can you read us?
You know her, Murphy?
Only in my dreams. Christ, she's beautiful. These Italian liners, you know, they couldn't compete for speed, so they built these floating art palaces instead. She was reported missing on the 21st of May, 1962, off the coast of Labrador. Funny thing is, there was no distress signal. No contact, she just disappeared, she was gone. So ever since that day, every captain and his mother's been looking for her, hoping she hasn't gone down. Do you know what this means?
What?
It means under the law of the sea, she's ours. Let's not keep a lady waiting, guys.
Santos, bring us alongside. Greer, fire up the crane. We've got business to do.
Okay, when we get on board, stay together. We don't know what kind of shape she's in, okay? Take us up, Greer.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Hey, Murphy, please remember to keep all channels open.
Thank you.
They won't let me go.
Safety first. That's why you go last, Jack. Can you sit down, please? I'm trying to keep this thing steady. Just sit down. Get out of the way, man. Get out of the way!
She's had some battering over the last 40 years. You can tell that.
Stand by, Murph. Sending you down topside.
Wow. She's still a beaut, eh?
Unbelievable.
Okay, guys, you gotta stay alert. Watch your step. 40 years of rust can turn deck plates into quicksand. We'll make our way in at the fore, then check the bridge, okay?
This way. Careful now.
Forward mass is history.
Epson Murphy, are they a couple or just...
Hell no. She's like a daughter to him. He'd be lost without her.
The silver structure's in decent shape. No sign of any damage here.
Lifeboats are gone. Stern to bow.
Life preserver lockers are all empty.
You sure no survivors ever turned up, Murph?
Sure as we're walking on the grass, Dutch. This way. Let's go.
Fiddler's Green.
You're wrong, Linda. She's beautiful.
Yeah, well, whoever was on here originally sure left in a hurry.
Murphy, come in.
Julie, I'll be your hostess this evening.
Hello, boo. Dun, dun, dun.
Shh. Have some respect, okay?
Shh.
Hey, check out all those champagne bottles. It looks like we missed one hell of a party.
And one hell of a hangover.
Shut up.
Find the bridge.
Such a manly man.
What?
What?
All right.
Shut up.
Come on, Mary. Let's go.
Murph, how many passengers did she carry?
Over 600. The creme de la creme of society from all over Europe. Crew of 500 from Italy.
Talk to him, man. How's everything going up there?
This companionway should get us to the bridge. Here, Epps, hold this.
What's going on?
Not to you.
No. After you?
No. After me.
Oh.
Tough guy.
Oh,
bullet to the back.
I told you to watch your fucking step.
Oh, shit.
You know what?
Oh, shit.
You let me lead. Okay?
Oh, shit.
Let's go.
Oh, shit. I think I shit my pants.
No. You always smell that way.
Compass is dead. Tom's not responding either.
Fuel tanks are empty.
She must have rode on full throttle till she was bone dry.
Apps!
Apps! I'm looking for the ship's log. Let's get all this documentation back. Are you okay?
Yeah.
Sure?
Yeah.
Let's get to it.
Hey, check this out.
Hey, it's a watch. Congratulations, buddy.
No, look again, you moron. It's a digital watch. Do the math. They didn't have digital watches in 1962.
So we're not the first people to board this ship. But she's ours now. Let's get a couple of hours sleep, prep to tow her at dawn. Let's hope there's no more surprises.
Amen to that.
Oh, God.
Abs, I got some tea.
Any sign of what might have happened? How she got here?
That's a $64 million question, isn't it? You ever hear of a ship called the Marie Celeste? She was a twin-masted brigantine out of Charleston, South Carolina during the Civil War. She was bound for London with her cargo of cotton in her hold.
Thanks.
Anyway, 2 months after she set sail, she was sighted by a group of fishermen off Tripoli. She was doing 12 knots an hour in a stiff breeze. Something wasn't quite right. They didn't know what, so they went on board. You know what they found? Nothing. No passengers, no crew, no captain. No sign of distress. 59 days after the last entry in the log, that ship had traveled 4,500 miles across the open ocean, past the Rock of Gibraltar, and into the Mediterranean Sea at full sail. And nobody at the helm. What do you make of that?
Of course, yeah.
Hey, you smell that? I smell bullshit.
I've been on the sea a lot longer than you, Dodge.
I know.
I've seen things that you can't even imagine. Maritime history is full of Mary Celeste's.
So, what's our plan?
Well, I think we should do what we came to do. Tie her up, tug her in.
Well, you think our little tug is gonna pull this entire ocean liner?
Yeah.
Not with the problems we got.
We could set her at anchor. Come back later with two, three tugs.
No, some Russian trawler will come along, scoop her up.
I've already looked for her anchors anyway. They're gone. What do you think, Grim?
If Santos gets the engines working right, it could take us 2 weeks minimum to tow a vessel this size. But for my share of what she's worth, I'd drag her big ass back to Anchorage myself.
thought you might want a jacket.
Thanks. Boy, do I miss that.
You okay? You seem quiet since you came back.
I think I saw something I couldn't possibly have seen.
Like what?
No, it's crazy. It doesn't matter.
No, I'm curious. Tell me.
I think I saw a little girl.
On the boat?
Yeah. Looking right at me.
And then what happened?
Nothing, she disappeared.
Sometimes, when I'd be flying for hours on end, I'd think I'd see stuff too. It'd be there 1 second and gone the next, like a dream, you know?
Thanks. See you in the AM.
Okay. Good night. See you tomorrow.
Yeah.
Where the damage is, see?
There's a breach in the hull, about 10 by 20, torn to the port collision bulkhead.
Did it hit an iceberg or something?
No, you don't need an iceberg to rupture a hull.
I don't know.
Looks like she's been hit pretty recently.
About a week ago, I'd say. This is where we are. The problem is this group of oil on 60 miles westerly. Nothing spectacular, just a bunch of rocks, a couple of thousand seals. The Antonia Graza's caught here in this really strong current loop. And slowly but surely, she's been pushed towards those rocks. Last time she hit them.
What about next time?
There won't be a next time. We've got 3 days to fix it. That's if the weather holds.
Well, why can't we just tow it like it is?
It'd be like towing a 57 Cadillac with 4 flat tires, man.
It's a bump in the road. We can fix it.
Whoa, Murph, bump in the road. Look, you know, the breach we can probably patch if we can get to the inside. Then we'll weld shut the flooded compartments, pump out the water from the collision bulkhead, run it right up to the aft peak. On top of that, the rudder's jammed. We jerry-rig it, set a 38-degree current drift to clear that island chain.
What does all that mean?
That's a lot of work for 3 days.
Yeah, but with the gear we've got on board and with what's on that ship, we can give it a shot.
We can do it.
Right. Murph, with the gear we got on board, I can't fix our little engine problem.
Why don't you quit bitching and just overhaul the starboard engine, please?
So that's the plan, right?
Just do it.
I'll call it in.
I wouldn't do that if I was you, Grim.
Maritime law states.
Yeah, I know what maritime law states. We just don't want any unexpected guests. Just leave it.
Your call, Captain.
You know the drill. Do a complete recon, soup to nuts, make sure we've got no more problems before we get to work.
Stay right beside me, Maria. No wandering off, okay?
Dodge, Munder, get down to the port collision bulkhead. Jack and I will work our way back from the fore. Call me if you need anything.
How about a pizza?
You're so funny.
The only plan in this business is that there is no plan. I mean, what is that? I mean, what are these people talking crazy for? Why are you looking at me like that? That's not even good English. Okay. Hey, you hang in there, okay, Preciosa? Because someday he's gonna find some other genius to fix his goddamn boat. Right? Hey, you wanna play like that?
Yeah?
Oh, it's still sweet, though. Huh?
Light coming up. Oh, yeah.
You're right. She is beautiful.
Sure is.
We're heading for the main engine room. Epps? Epps?
We're gonna have to dive to get to that tear.
Epps, the engine room is totally flooded. Epps, can you hear me?
Wait!
What happened? You okay? What are you doing? Come here. What are you doing now? Did you hurt yourself?
The whole bottom's riddled with them.
Looks like someone used it for target practice.
That's the happy version.
What's the not-so-happy version?
There were people in there. I saw that little girl again.
What? Where?
I must be losing my goddamn mind.
What? Did she say anything?
Forget it. Come on.
I think she's fucking with us.
It's like central laundry. This ventilation shaft connects to the forward hold. We need to see if it's flooded. I might need your help shutting it again, so get ready.
Are you sure we need to...
Start wearing lipstick, Epps.
Epps?
Francesca. Nice titties.
Not that, though. You can hold the camera up to the future Mrs. Greer, though.
Jaguar X-150. I had dreams about this car since I was a kid.
We have to get out of here now. Do you understand me? Now.
Okay.
There's something moving in there. Someone trying to call me? Dodge. Munder.
Maureen.
Who's Maureen?
It's my first name.
What's it called?
The galley.
Don't go in there.
Guys floating in the laundry room. And this, in the cargo hold.
that, Skipper?
What you figure it's worth, boss?
There's a lot of gold there. Hard to know. 200-300 million, maybe, maybe more.
Jesus.
I don't know, Murphy. Lockboxes with half of Fort Knox in them, they gotta be insured. I mean, there's no way somebody's gonna let this amount of gold just float away.
Well, this has got something to do with it. And the markings have been filed down.
What does that mean?
It means that somebody didn't want this gold to be traceable.
It's stolen.
It might have something to do with the reason why this ship disappeared when it did.
Wait a minute. If the gold's got something to do with 1962, then what about those guys that Epps found? I mean, they can't be more than 3 weeks old.
Look, somebody's got to say it, and it might as well be me. This ship is fucked up, Murphy. Earlier when I was doing my recon, I could swear I heard a woman's voice singing to me. I mean, it's like she was... like she was coming on to me or something.
No, no.
It's the sexiest voice I ever heard, man. I just...
Hey, man, she got any backups there?
Hey, brother, whatever you're on, give me some.
I think maybe you're not quite ready to get married, Greer.
Okay, guys. What about the Coast Guard?
No, you call the Coast Guard. I mean, what if the gold did turn out to be stolen?
Okay. Under international maritime law, anything that's found in international waters belongs to the finder. Okay? That is the law.
Right!
Finders keepers. Hey, look. If we're gonna do this, I say we do it now. I say we get our boat going, grab the gold, and get the hell out of here.
Okay. We leave the boat, take the gold. Who's with me?
I'm with the gold, man.
Gold.
The gold.
Epps.
I just want to get off this boat.
Okay, let's go to work.
Okay, Warrior's in position, Murphy. Now, can we please get the hell out of here?
Yeah! Well, yeah, smell that money! 100 million, you want to say? 100 million!
Greer, get those engines going.
I'm bringing the gold down.
Yes, sir, Captain, sir.
Hey,
stop those. Hurry your ass up, Bato. They almost got the gold on deck.
Underlay, underlay.
I want to see these gauges rocking. Windows you just had an overhaul from Santos, baby. And you, I want you to give me some, too. Let's do this!
Hey, yo, Greer, fire it up.
We're gonna haul some ass out of here. Bring it on.
We're gonna be so fucking ripped!
Yeah, we're good to go, Skipper.
We'll be right back.
I don't know what happened. The engine room just blew. I don't know, maybe Santos rushed the engines, didn't seal up the gaskets right, I don't know.
Hey, Jack, did you find anything out about this ship before you sent us out here?
No, but I mean, we've got the gold and we are still alive.
Yeah, tell that to Santos, asshole.
Hey, Dodge, ease up.
Well, this is bullshit.
Hey, look, Santos came out here out of his own free will, just like the rest
what
of us.
What does that mean, huh? Huh?
Hey.
The fuck do you mean,
Mike? Enough!
By... Santos is dead because of
it. Come on. It's not gonna bring him back.
All right.
Hey. Or if it's not your fault, you know that. Murph.
How is he?
All right, here's the plan. The way I figure it, we're professional salvers with a fortune on board. I say we do what we do best. We fix this rust bucket. Try and control her drift and clear those islands. We can survive on here long enough to get picked up.
Why is this even a question? We have the materials. We have the manpower. Why don't we just build a raft and get off of this thing? I told you guys earlier that there was something seriously wrong with this boat. The longer we stay here, the less chance we have to survive.
You want to build a raft?
I want to build a raft.
Epps, even with the warrior, we were stretching to get this done in 3 days. We can't do this. I can't do it.
Munder, you're the best spot welder I know. Come on. We can do it right now, but I need you.
Okay, fine. Whatever. But, like, there's no way we're doing a major patch and pump in the dark.
Even with the lights we have, it'd be like going in blind.
Okay, fine. We'll chill tonight and go in the AM. Greer, what do you say?
Well, now you want to know what the first mate has to say? Well, I say go to hell, Epps. You're not fucking qualified to get us off this ship. And had Murphy let me do it my way from the start, we wouldn't even be in this situation right now. And the Coast Guard, everybody's so
right,
freaking
so
worried about
it. It's everybody's fault,
we'll
but you're
already
wrong,
here
right
now. We'll be on our way home, millionaires.
That's bullshit. Grow up, asshole.
Hey!
Oh, fucking bitch! Get
hey,
fucking
hey,
talking!
Hey,
say another word! Say another word!
Here it is. Katie. B deck. You are alone.
A 100 to 1, somebody poisoned the passengers to get the gold.
Okay, Sherlock. If all the passengers are poisoned, why do you think these cans are safe?
They're still sealed.
Stuff's been sealed for 40 years. It's gotta be safe.
Okay, shoot for it. Loser goes first.
Ah! Paper beats rock.
Okay, come on in. No. Best of three.
Bullshit! You lost!
Where's your empathy?
Winners do not empathize with losers. Bon appetit.
I screwed up. I should have called it in.
Damn! You knew better!
I'll make it home to you, baby. I swear. What the hell are you looking at?
It's all right.
No way.
No, really. It's good. No, I'm not kidding.
Are you serious?
I'm serious. It's good. Oh, wow.
You're gonna try that.
That's good.
That's great.
Katie. Katie.
Something else? We get back, I'm gonna take my money and I'm gonna buy you a bathtub.
I'm gonna get you like a lifetime supply of titty magazines and toilet paper.
I already beat you to it, bro.
there's something on your...
Buonasera, capitano. Benvenuto.
Vuoi ballare con me?
Cheat on your fiance with a dead girl, right?
please. Don't close it. Haven't seen them for years. They moved to New York. I was on my way to join them. They're dead now.
How would you know that?
When you're like this, you know these things. My mother, she made me this dress. Do you like it? You remind me of her.
I don't think so. Here, you should have this back.
Santos. Pobre Santos.
Santos was my goddamn responsibility.
The Lorelei. She was adrift. We rescued her.
I've heard the story of the Lorelei. I didn't know the Graza was involved. The gold was on board the Lorelei.
It says here, May 19th, 1962. That's 2 days before your ship disappeared.
There were no survivors on board the Lorelei.
Trapped here.
Who?
My shipmates and I. Even the ones who aren't marked.
Marked? Katie, what do you mean?
When the boat's full.
Well, it's okay, you can tell me.
When he has all the souls he needs. And has filled his quota. We'll all be ferried.
What is it? What's wrong? What is it, Katie? What's wrong?
He doesn't want me talking to you.
He who?
But I'm not like the others.
Katie, you need to tell me.
You must go at once. Leave this ship while you still can.
Katie, what?
Fun lying a mile down by the ocean. No bright lights at the end of the tunnel. Not for me, Murph. No 10,000 virgins at the pearly gates. No. Because of the plan, I'm trapped on this dream boat of yours.
So you know what? You're coming along for the ride.
Thank you. car. Murph.
You alright, Murph?
You okay?
He'll be safe here. Keep him in the aquarium.
No, listen to me. He was drunk. He didn't know what he was doing.
Look, he just tried to kill you. He stays in there. Let's go find Greer.
Any sign of him?
No, we looked all over.
Man, severely pissed off. Seems to happen to everybody who gets on this boat. At least we weren't around 40 years ago.
You think somebody poisoned the passengers to get to the gold? And don't you think that's a little...
extreme? Yeah, maybe, but if the shoe fits. I mean, look, next thing you know, we'll all be trying to kill each other. Hey, what's at the heart?
Found it. Belonged to this little girl.
What girl?
She told me to get off this boat.
You mean she's talking to you now?
What the hell are you guys talking about? What?
You're seeing ghosts, Epps?
Hey, look, just forget it. So the ship's got a few kinks in it. Look, I just say we stick with Munder's specs and we try to fix the ship.
Well, there's like no way five people in the gold are gonna fit on any raft.
Murphy's not going anywhere right now, and we're not leaving him here. We stick with the plan, fix the boat. Let's get going, guys. Come on.
That's a collision bulkhead hatch.
Wheels busted. It's not gonna open.
Arming the C4. Dodge.
I'm good.
Munder.
I'm good.
Contact.
There's the tear, port side.
Looks bigger from here.
I'll shut her up. No problem.
Munder. Rudder's fixed. You all right?
I'm good.
What do you think, Dodge?
She'll hold.
Okay, we're set with the pumps down here.
Start them up.
Copy that, Epps. One and two, kicking in.
I give it 12 hours till she's bone dry.
Both on full.
Get ready, Epps. Here it comes.
Great work, guys. Faster than I thought. If we control her drift as much as possible with the rudder, keeping her headed in this direction, we should just clear those islands. We'll keep the sucker afloat as long as it takes to get picked up.
Son of a bitch. We may just get out of this yet.
Zillionaires.
I want you to check on the bridge when you're done here. Watch our drift. I'm gonna see if I can find Greer down below. Greer. Greer!
Number two's clogged. Who's going?
You'll go.
single time!
Oh my God. Come with me. I want to show you something.
Thank you.
Murphy's dead.
What?
We have got to get off this boat now. You, me, and Munder, there is a reason why the three of us are still alive. That's why he came after us, to fix his ship.
I just saw Murphy. What's happening?
I don't know. But I want you and Dodge to stay on the rudder here.
Wait, but you just said...
Dodge, listen to me. I'm gonna get Munder. We're gonna check and see if the welds are holding. I want you both to stay here till we get back. You understand? I do not want you two out of each other's sight. Take this. Take it.
Be careful, Hilda.
I will.
That's it then. We made it.
For now.
I'm gonna go check on Apps.
No, you're not. She said to wait here.
Yeah, no, but I just want
to
make sure she's okay.
Hey, she said to wait! So wait.
You disgust me.
What did you say?
You heard me. You're a pathetic excuse for a man. She says jump and you jump. You're disgusting. I don't have time for this.
Who the hell are you?
Don't worry about who I am. Question is, who are you? I've seen the way you look at her. You worship her, yet you never have the balls to tell her because you're a weak, cowardly child. However, if you'll kindly step out of my way, I'll make your dream a reality. You know, Dodge, you kill somebody, you go to hell. Well, you live for it. You willing to die for it?
Sinking the boat. It's taken its last victim.
But that'll kill us.
We're gonna have to take our chances.
What about the gold?
Fucking kidding? We're not getting the gold off this boat. Nobody ever does.
Wait. That gold can give us everything we ever wanted. We could have our own boat. The two of us. We could have a life together. You and me.
What are you talking about? Dodge, we gotta get out of here. Now.
Well, I can't let you do that. So that's it, huh? All right. Okay. You win. All right. Fucking bitch! All right, you win. Go ahead, do it. Go ahead. Blow it up. Kill us all!
Hey, Dodge. Why haven't you asked me where Munder is?
Well, I suppose.
That's because
I already know. You're not gonna pull that trigger, Maureen.
Try me.
Dodge made the same mistake. He's dead. Katie told you, didn't she? You see, souls without sin can't be marked. Makes them tough to control. But as long as I keep the boat afloat, we'll all go down together.
What the fuck are you?
I'm a salvager. Just like you. You collect ships, I collect souls. And when I fill my quota, I send a boatload home. This'll make management happy. You see, it's a job given to me after a lifetime of sin. So if I lose this ship, management won't be happy, which is not a good thing. I don't seem to be getting through to you. What I'm asking for is an exchange of this ship for your life.
I want my crew back.
Sorry. Once the passengers mark their mine,
then I guess it's over.
All you have to do is fix the ship! I gave you a great opportunity! All you had to do was take it! What are you gonna do, shoot me?
crawling.